Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Mountain-moving faith doesn't work when doubt abounds. Doubt is the devil's business. He knows when there is doubt, the mountain won't move and your Christianity won't work. In the devil's first engagement with man, he said to grandmother Eve, "Yea, hath God said?" Casting doubt is his business, but building the yea and amen is God's. The child of God's childlike faith is the doorway to all good and perfect things. When the absolutes of God's word are absolutely absolute, then I am traveling on the high plane of God's blessing and privilege. Have you found this place? Have you surrendered your life unto the absolute? Have you passed into God's invisible kingdom through the porthole called born again? Welcome to God Said, Man Said. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Romans chapter 1, verse 20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." God said, Colossians chapter 1, 15 through 17, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." God said, Luke chapter 17, 20 and 21, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." God said, John 3, verses 6 through 8, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Man said, "Show me something real. Show me something I can see, smell, taste, touch, or hear, and then, maybe then, I'll believe." Now the record. The more accomplished modern science becomes, the more obvious the truth of the Scripture shines forth. Thousands of years before the world's most sophisticated science began to arrive at the truth of a matter, God had already declared it in his Word. Those who in their childlike faith believed it and were scoffed at for their foolishness are continually being vindicated, even at a breathtaking pace. This is God Said, Man Said feature article 489 that proves the full, literal inerrancy of Holy Writ. These subjects are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming today. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. Unbeknownst to the skeptics constantly clamoring for the touchable, that which they revere most, the field of science, has long functioned in the invisible. The foundation of all that is physical is, in fact, invisible. Evolution erroneously teaches that all you see simply exploded into existence out of virtually nothing. Most would be surprised to know that the diagrams of the atom they've seen in textbooks has, in fact, never been seen in reality, at least not until almost now. The following sentence is from the December 2009 issue of Scientific American. "Researchers have now managed to image the electron orbitals and show for the first time that, in a sense, atom really looks like those textbook images." End of quote. We should also note that science doesn't even understand what holds the atom together. Billions of dollars have been spent on the construction and operation of particle colliders, with the latest being the Large Hadron Collider, or LHC. One of the overriding goals is to discover the Higgs boson particle, commonly called the God particle, a particle believed to be foundational to all things, a unifying particle, a unifying theory. Of course, it's invisible to the naked eye. Dr. Gary E. Schwartz, with the help of William L. Simon, authored the book The G.O.D. Experiments. Before we review several excerpts on the subject of the invisible, we should review Dr. Schwartz's credentials, which are published on the flap of the book. Gary E. Schwartz, Ph.D., is a professor of psychology, medicine, neurology, psychiatry, and surgery at the University of Arizona and director of its Laboratory for Advances in Consciousness and Health. After receiving his doctorate from Harvard University, he served as professor of psychology and psychiatry at Yale University, director of the Yale Psychophysiology Center, and co-author of the Yale Behavioral Medicine Clinic before moving to Arizona in 1988. He has published more than 400 scientific papers and co-edited 11 academic books. He is the author of The Afterlife Experiments and The Truth About Medium and co-author of The Living Energy Universe, end of quote. Now consider the following excerpts from the G.O.D. Experiments, excerpt number one. What does it imply to you when science discovers the existence of an infinitely interconnecting invisible field that unifies and holds the entire universe together? Newton viewed the integrating force of the universal gravitational field as being a physical expression of the existence of a God who was not only unifying, but was universally loving too. Excerpt number two. Physics tells us in no uncertain terms that invisible fields, including gravitational, electromagnetic, and quantum fields, are the rule, not the exception, in nature and the universe. We live in a veritable sea of invisible fields. This infinite sea of fields permeates the vacuum of space with incomprehensibly complex networks of structures and organizations. As astronomer Sten Odenwald writes in Patterns in the Void, Why Nothing is Important, he writes, we are forced to confront the fact that something hidden in the void is controlling not just the subtle properties of matter, but the destiny of the universe. As Einstein said it, the field is the only reality. All material things, including living systems, are organized by fields as well as generating them. In light of this compelling evidence, logic requires that we entertain the hypothesis that invisible fields play a fundamental role in all physical phenomena observed in nature and the universe. Excerpt number three. Third, it's well known that most of the energy and information that science has documented as existing in the universe cannot be directly experienced through our five senses. What we see with our eyes, as exquisitely complex and beautiful as it is experienced through vision, reflects only a tiny number of all photons in the universe. The visible frequency spectrum of light is but a tiny slice of the entire electromagnetic photogenic frequency spectrum of energy discovered and accepted by current science. Invisible fields affect the functioning of every cell in our body to various degrees. Excerpt number four. It appears that as a species, we have the intellectual potential not only to destroy or disintegrate everything, our destructive side, but to integrate everything, our constructive side as well. If all things are indeed interconnected and interdependent, then we are all part of the Almighty One. In fact, according to contemporary field physics, we are never alone. Rather, we are all one. We need to learn to experience atonement, which is at-one-ment. Excerpt number five. In this paragraph, Dr. Schwartz reflects on a graduation event he attended at the University of Pennsylvania. While the factory was marching in, everywhere I looked on the field, I saw undergraduates speaking into cell phones, and everywhere I looked in the stands, I saw family and friends speaking into cell phones. There were probably more than 1,000 simultaneous cell phone conversations taking place between the field and the stands at that very moment. The radio waves were, of course, invisible to the naked eye. There were no wires connecting the students to their parents and loved ones. The calls were interconnected via the invisible radio frequencies. Most remarkably, each of them could hold a separate conversation. They did not experience one massive jumble of frequencies and words. Excerpt number 6. Einstein said the field is the only reality. Einstein was driven to discover a unified field theory. He never reached his goal. Excerpt number 7. These days, physicists are predicting that there will be more potential energy in a single cubic inch of the vacuum of space than represented by all the matter in the universe. On God Said, Man Said, there are several features that address the scientific theory of the invisible parallel universe or universes separated from ours by a very thin membrane. The invisible is just everywhere. In a chart in the September 2009 issue of Scientific American, it is shown that an awesome, invisible, unidentifiable source of power and matter comprises 99.5% of the entire universe. The ordinary matter that makes up the planets, the stars, you and me, represents a minuscule 0.5%. Yes, the invisible rules in a most literal way. A bullet point review of modern science's quest for understanding and the answers to these questions given by God thousands of years ago follows. Man's discoveries and questions, number 1. Evolutionists postulate that a huge explosion out of a virtual nothing created the universe. God's answer, not from nothing, but from the invisible. Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Man's discoveries and questions, number 2. What really holds that invisible atom together? The Bible's answer. God created all things by Christ Jesus. Colossians speaks of this Christ in chapter 1, verse 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And that includes the atom. Man's discoveries and questions number 3. We need to find the God particle, the Higgs boson, the theory of everything. God's answer. This question is answered in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's, of course, the source of the Higgs boson. Man's discoveries and questions number 4. Science now understands that foundational to all life is the invisible. The scriptures respond, God is invisible. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 speaks of Christ and the invisible God, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Man's discoveries and questions number 5. Einstein said concerning the invisible fields, the field is the only reality. God's answer. The Bible says man's life is a vanity, a mere vapor. Of the invisible God, it is written in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 28. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. No one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. God, of course, is this invisible field. Man's discoveries and questions number 6. There is more energy in one cubic inch of the invisible void of space than represented by all observable matter in the universe. God's answer. The invisible energy is, of course, the God of creation. The entire universe is filled with photons laden with information and energy, and most of their attributes are invisible to the naked eye. Photons are light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Man's discoveries and questions, number 7. Scientists now speculate that there is an invisible universe or even universes parallel with ours, and we are separated by the thinnest of membranes. God's answer. The scriptures teach the invisible kingdom of God, which is entered through the porthole of born again. Luke 17:20-21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Don't all their latest discoveries and theories strangely sound like the God of the Bible? Part of the lyrics of an old popular song read, "Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door." Academia is knocking, but it can't get in. Entrance can only be accomplished through childlike faith, not worldly scholarship. God said, Romans 1:20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." God said, Colossians 1:15-17, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." God said, Luke 17:20-21, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.'" God said, John 3:6-8, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Man said, "Show me something real. Show me something I can see, smell, taste, touch, or hear, and then, maybe then I'll believe." Now you have the record.